You are Locked On Rangers, your daily Texas Rangers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Texas Rangers. I'm your host, Bryce Patrick. Today is Monday, September 13th. Your Rangers are 53-89 in line for the fourth pick in next year's draft. And the Rangers keep winning games in September. Taylor Hearn looks really dang good. But first, this episode is brought to you by Locked On MLB. Join Walking Baseball Encyclopedia. Paul Francis Sullivan, please call him Sully, every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both past and present, featuring exciting guest interviews and routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts like me. Subscribe to Locked On MLB today on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get the newsy bits out of this pod out of the way first, because there's quite a bit of that happened this weekend. First off, and I think most importantly, Dane Dunning is back. He pitched a scoreless inning of relief on Friday's game in what was a not so great game for the Rangers. But, you know, it was fine because he's back and he is going to get, I think maybe one or two more starts this season. I don't know what the plan is for sure. I know the plan is to limit his innings, but he hasn't pitched a whole lot of innings as of late this year. He is quite up there in innings at 105.1 innings, or 105 and a third, as I should say. 34 innings for him last year, 86 and a third innings for him in 2018. Now he missed the 2019 season with an injury. So, getting that workload back up is taking some time. So the Rangers are making sure to be very cautious with him and not throw him all that much. That's why he hasn't been able to go super deep into games and why he hasn't been able to throw as many pitches in games. His career high for innings in a season is 144, but that was all the way back in 2017, between high A and regular A, or low A, if you would call it that. I don't know. Baseball Reference needs to pick a lane, whether it's going to be A minus or just regular A and A plus. It's very confusing. And it's just, you know, it's one of those little things that kind of bugs you. But, you know, Dane Dunning is solid, and I'm glad to have him back. I'm glad he's back from COVID. I hope he is feeling okay. I hope he is happy, healthy, and alive. Well, I hope that for, you know, just about everybody, especially everybody on this Texas Rangers team. And, you know, all of you listening, I hope all of you are happy, healthy, and alive, and same to you and yours. But, you know, that's a tangent we didn't really need to go on, because we're talking about baseball and COVID IL. And you know who else is on the COVID IL? Brock Hull. He will be sent to AAA, or was sent to AAA on, I believe this was Friday, on rehab assignment. Hull was placed on the COVID IL, related IL, on August 23rd. So it's been a minute for him. Hopefully he can get back to this team. I'm assuming it'll be sometime this week. I don't think he'll take super long on the rehab assignment, maybe a few games, maybe just the weekend. He hasn't been called back up to the active roster just yet as of Monday, as was recording at 2:25 PM, but we'll see where that goes. Rangers always have a bad habit of announcing things, news, all kinds of stuff, literally right after I upload this podcast. So as you're listening to this, he might be activated, but I'm assuming it'll be sometime this week, probably sometime in this Houston series, which is the next 4 days. Now, Colby Allard, he missed his last start due to illness. I know what you're thinking. It's not COVID related. That's what they're saying, because he's not on the COVID IL, and he is in line to make his next start. There is a little bit of a question of when that is. He's not listed as any of the starter of these next few games against Houston. Granted, their starter for Thursday is TBD, so I think that might be him, but we'll see. Yeah, because we'll talk about who's starting on Monday. Wes Bendamen jumped in and for his start on Saturday at the last minute, and it did not go super well. The Rangers did end up winning that game in a great comeback fashion. We'll talk about that a little bit later in this episode. But Wes Bendamen, 3 1/3 innings, 6 runs. All of those were earned. 3 home runs he gave up. He walked a pair. Did strike out 4, so that was nice. But Jarrell Cotton had to come in and save his bacon in that 4th inning because he couldn't get out of it. So that's what we're looking at there. I don't think Wes Bendamen will get another start for this team, but I have been mistaken before. I will probably be mistaken again. At this point, I might rather have Jake Letts up than Wes Bendamen. I don't know. I think Letts might have a little higher ceiling, but I think giving him regular starts in AAA for now until that season ends will be beneficial to him. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him again at before the end of the season. Jake Lats, I mean, in the MLB, in Major League Baseball, not in the MLB. Ugh, I hate when people do that. And now I just did it in front of all of you. So embarrassed. Please don't tell anybody. But, you know, Wes Benjamin as a mop-up starter, that was fine. Fine enough work, I guess. And, you know, save the bullpen from having to pitch too much. They did have to pitch, what is this quick math, 5 2/3 innings. But, you know, it was fine. They were up to the task. Brett Martin, Spencer Patton, and Joe Barlow in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings were solid. Jarrell Cotton was able to get them to that 7th inning and did not allow a run. So solid stuff there. I'll talk more about the games later because I got to talk about the last little bit of newsy business, and that is who's going to start on Monday? Who is it? It's going to be Spencer Howard. But Bryce, you just said AJ Alexi's is still here. No, you didn't, but you thought that. But where is AJ Alexi going to start? He's going to start after him. That's going to be fine. AJ Alexi hasn't done a lot of relief work in his career, has not done any relief work in the major leagues, I should say, which, you know, all two of his starts have been starts, which, yeah. But, you know, he's done that in Frisco. He has come in. He started 7 of his 13 games in Frisco this season. In Round Rock, he did start all of those games. And before that, in Hickory, I believe was the last time that he was a reliever. He was a reliever in 2 games for Hickory back in 2018 as a 20-year-old. So, yeah, he hasn't done it a whole lot, but he's done it this year earlier, and he was fine. He was fantastic in Frisco. In case you didn't know, in those 13 games, 7 of those were starts. He pitched 50 1/3 innings, struck out 57, had a 1.61 ERA, and was just about as good in Round Rock, a 1.84 ERA in 14 2/3 innings, and struck out 19 at that point. So, yeah, he has been solid all year round, a guy who came to us from the Dodgers. And we'll see what he looks like if he gets a clean inning. I'm hoping that Spencer Howard can just get, whether he gets through 2 or 3 innings tonight, I'm not sure what the plan is. I'm assuming it's probably going to be 2 or 3. He hasn't gone any further than that with the Rangers yet. And this is only his 2nd start off the COVID IL. So I'd imagine that they're going to keep him, you know, pretty limited in his innings. He's only pitched 9 1/3 innings with the Rangers so far at this point. And he did pitch 28 1/3 innings. So where's he at for this year? 37 2/3 innings, I believe. If my math is correct, and if I'm looking at the right column in Baseball Reference, 37 2/3 innings at the major league level. In the minor league level, 23. So add that all together, he's around 50, 60 innings. I don't know. Math is not my strong suit. I've never claimed it to be my strong suit. But they're getting him there. They're getting Spencer Howard there. He has pitched. I went to go look up and I'm like, okay, he's been a starter for most of this. It's only recently that they're like, all right, should we bring him back into being a reliever? His career high for innings pitched in a season was 112 innings. That is back in 2018 with Advance A Lakewood with Philadelphia. He didn't do super great there. 23 starts, a 4.18 ERA, did throw a complete game once. So that's cool to see because not exactly something you would have thought. He also only started 12 of his 17 games in his final year of college at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Good Lord, that is a whole mouthful. I can't believe he was saying that every single time. I'm sure there's some fun, catchy nickname or shorthand for it, but like saying that every single time seems like a lot. But we'll see if AJ Alexi can get a clean inning to start out. That is the hope, at least for me. I don't know how well he'll do coming into an inning if Spencer Howard just gets in a jam. They might just let him work through it, and if he goes 1 inning, then so be it. But just like make sure that he gets out of the inning cleanly. But you also got to be careful to not let him go throw some crazy amount of pitches if he just clearly doesn't have it. But he didn't allow a single hit in his last start. So I don't know. He'll probably get through it. We'll see where it goes. But we're going to take a quick break and come back and look a little bit at this weekend series. But first, this word from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you
about a simple way to get all of that entertainment you love without the hassle and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package.
Now let's take a little bit of a look at what the Rangers did this weekend. Let's start with the Friday game, the only one they lost. The Rangers allowed, like I said, 10 runs. They lost 10-5 on Friday, coming in on a win streak. So their win streak was done, but they still have now won 6 of their last 7 games. It is confusing, but you know, the next team out is so far away from them that unless they continue like this level of streak, which I think is highly unlikely at this point, but they're going to continue to lose this many games. I believe it's Washington that's the next closest to them. Right now, Washington has a win percentage of 413, and the Rangers are at 373. So I don't think they're going to really fall to fifth. If they do, that would be just really not at all what you're looking for. But, you know, it's fine. We'll live. But let's look at this Friday game from the offensive perspective. We talked a little bit about the pitching staff. Actually, we talked just about Glenn Otto. Hyunjin Young was able to come in, and he didn't do a great job of cleaning everything up for young Glenn Otto. Young pitched an inning in 2/3, allowed a couple of runs, 5 hits. He was kind of hit around a little bit as well. But the rest of the relievers did not give up a single run. Dane Dunning came in, scoreless inning. Dennis Santana came in, worked around quite a few base runners, had allowed a couple of hits and a walk, but did not allow anybody to score. Be it earned or unearned, and Josh Spores came in and struck out 2 in his perfect inning of work. So solid stuff there. Adolis Garcia got his 10th stolen base of the season. Nathaniel Lowe had an extra base hit. That is his 22nd double. Leody Taveras had his 4th double of the season en route to his multi-hit game. Leody had an RBI and a run. And as of that game, his OPS was up to 474. But that's also counting the horrendous start to the season and the horrendous call back up. But in his last 7 games, he has been very solid. He has a 273 average, on base 273. So come on, Lodi, need a little bit more walks. That is something that I think he will do in time. But right now he is feeling it. He is a free swing in it, and we love to see that. He is also slugging 545 in his last 7 games. His last 15 games, those numbers are, the slugging is solid. 3 home runs in that span, slugging 500. The on base is at 250 in his last 15. There's a little bit of that streak of where he was struggling quite handily there. Right now he's at 3 home runs on the season. Last year he had 4 home runs in 33 games, so he's got to get 1 more in his next 2 to equal that total in the same number of games. This season, those numbers from those 2 streaks really, really skew what has been a really solid last week or so. He also hasn't stolen a base in his last 7 games, so I would like to see him get a little bit more back into that. And by doing that, he could do that by getting on base a little bit more and walking a little bit more. But he was going to put up a bunch of doubles and triples and also hit some home runs and play his incredibly good center field defense. You know, I won't be too mad at him. I'll let him get off with a little bit of a free pass. So, good stuff from Leody in that game on Friday. Adolis Garcia had a multi-hit game. Daniel Lowe had a pair of walks and his double, which drove in a pair. Hitless for Yoel Pozo, hitless for Trevino. Peters had his 3 strikeout game, did not look super great, but he made up for it on Saturday. And let's look at Saturday's game. The Rangers had a comeback win of epic proportions. They were down 8-2 for basically from the bottom of the 4th inning all the way until the top of the 8th, where the Rangers just unloaded. They just unloaded in this one. Like I said, Wes Benjamin did not do super solid, but Brett Martin, Spencer Patton, Joe Barlow held down the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. And Jarrell Cotton, great job from him. 2 2/3 innings, only allowed 1 hit, and was able to steer them all the way till they got to their best three relievers. A seventh, eighth, and ninth of Brett Martin, Spencer Patton, and Joe Barlow might be something we're seeing a lot of if the Rangers are winning games for the rest of the season. Those guys have been really solid this year, and I think we'll definitely see them in some kind of roles next year. Joe Barlow might still be the closer. Even if Jose Leclerc is healthy, he's been just that stinking good. Joe Barlow has. Spencer Patton is definitely locked down at least some kind of a role, I think, next year. I'm not exactly sure what his contract situation is, but I think the Rangers would be smart to sign him back up. Brett Martin is going to be here for quite a while, 3.38 ERA on the season. I have really loved what I've seen from him. His inning was perfect. Even though Spencer Patton and Joe Barlow allowed hits, they didn't allow anybody to come on that. Joe Barlow had his fifth save of the season. But what happened was the Rangers scored six runs combined in the eighth and ninth inning. Five of those came in the eighth inning. Everything was just popping off in that eighth inning for the Rangers. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, you know, started by grounding out. But after that, Adolis Garcia hopped on with a single. DJ Peters hopped on with a home run, his 11th on the season. Daniel Lowe walked, and Nick Solak popped out, and you thought, okay, well, that's about it for this inning. But Nathaniel Lowe goes and steals his seventh base of the season. Yoel Pozo doubles on a drive to center field. It was deflected by Mark Canny, wasn't quite able to come up with it. And then Jonah Heim goes and homers. Yeah, he also scored Jason Martin on that, who was pinch running for Yoel Pozo at that point. That was the end of the Rangers scoring in that inning. And then come on in and we look at the ninth inning, and the Rangers were able to get one more run on a Leody Taveras home run to kind of put the icing on the cake. And in comes Joe Barlow for the save with a two-run lead, gets Jed Lowrie ground out. Chad Pinder lined out very sharply to Leody Taveras. You know, Seth Brown got a little bit of a hit on a pretty solid base hit on an 0-2 count. Just a single though. And then Josh Harrison came in and lined out to Adolis Garcia to end this game. Solid stuff there for the Rangers. Really love to see it. But we're going to take a quick break and come back. We'll look a little bit at what happened on Sunday and what to look forward to in this series with Houston. Right after this word from our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. You know what? Built Bar has so many delicious flavors. There's something for literally everybody. Built Bars are great. They've got something for, you know, no matter what you like, as long as you like chocolate, which if you don't like chocolate, that's a whole separate issue. They can't fix that. But, you know, they've got all kinds of stuff for you people who like chocolate. Raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. You know, it's all good. It's all good. And it's all healthy as well. They've got 17 to 18 grams of protein in every single bar. Those calories, they range from 130 to 180, depending on the bar. Only 4 to 5 grams of sugar and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. There's so many amazing flavors and they're all healthy. Order today and you can get the grasshopper cookie, raspberry, or you know, whatever bar you like. So go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Now let's look at this Sunday game. Another solid start for Taylor Hearn. I have just really loved what I've seen from him. This is his, I believe his fifth start of the season. And he has been really solid and not just like, you know, getting five innings or whatever of work. He has been going deep into games. This year he's pitched 90 and a third innings at this point, which has been, you know, really, you know, much needed at this point. He has been going deep into games. His last four starts have gone at least six innings, and that has been fantastic. He is needed to go that deep into games. And, you know, the last couple of starts, he's gone fairly deep into games. Pulling this up real quick. He went six innings in this one. He maybe could have gone another inning, but the Ranger being cautious, he was starting to get hit a little bit in the final inning of work in that sixth inning. And last time out, he went seven innings, 6 2/3 innings before that. His first two starts were both five innings. So his last three have been quality starts and have been solid pieces of work. My only concern for him is that he's been getting hit hard by the home run a little bit in his time as a starter. Wasn't as much in his relief role. He didn't allow a home run in his first start against Seattle, where he went five innings, but he allowed two home runs in his start at Cleveland, August 24th. The next start versus Houston, he did allow one home run to Yordan Alvarez, which, you know, that happens to anybody. Then in this most recent start, he allowed a pair of home runs to Oakland. And then his start before that in LA, he allowed a pair of home runs there. So almost all of his home runs, or all of his runs, at least recently as a starter, have been from the home run. So you'd like to see him cut that down. If he can cut down those home run pitches, then, you know, he can even be a little bit more efficient. Just a couple of mistake pitches have gotten him into trouble, but he's done a good job of limiting all kinds of other stuff. His last three starts that have all been the quality starts, he has not walked a single batter. He's only walked a batter in one of his five starts. He did walk two in Cleveland. That was probably his least great start, where he allowed three runs in five innings, a couple home runs and a couple walks. Other than that, really solid stuff for him. And I have been encouraged of what I've seen. Not Leody Taveras. I'm sure Leody Taveras has been encouraged by him too. But Chris Woodward has said that he had top end starter stuff, which is a really big compliment. Also, I don't need to be dishing out these huge grandiose compliments, Woody, but if the players are reacting well to them, then like, tell me to shut up and who cares what I have to say. Not that Chris Woodward listens to this podcast. I mean, maybe he does, but probably not, at least every day. But, you know, solid stuff from him. I've been really encouraged. He's been one of the best development stories of the Rangers this season. And, you know, I've loved what I've seen. Also, pretty decent offensive day here for Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, a three-hit game for him. And, you know, IKF has been doing fairly well in his last week worth of starts. I have been encouraged what I've seen there in his last seven games. He's hitting 300 on base of 364. That is what I like to see. That is what I really like to see. But in his last 30 games, let's go ahead and look at that trend. An on base of 346, slugging 368, which, fine, solid. So I got one home run his last 30 games, none his last 15. So therefore none his last seven, only one stolen base in his last 30 games. I would like to see him be a little bit more aggressive on the base path. I'd like to see him walk more. Every Isaiah Kiner-Falefa walk at this point is a huge win for him. And also, by the way, Yoel Pozo has been absolutely killing it his last 30 games. But I'm not going to talk about that today. I'll save that for another day because I've already talked your ear off and then some. But just some final quick hits from this one. Dennis Santana, a couple of scoreless innings. Joe Barlow comes in with his sixth save on the season. Right now he's got a 1.59 ERA, a perfect inning there. My only concern with Joe Barlow, and this is me being super nitpicky because he has been so solid, but he doesn't have any strikeouts in his last three games, which, you know, one of those was he only pitched a third of an inning. So, you know, that's me being a little picky. I mean, he still has good strikeout numbers for the season. Right now he's got 21 strikeouts and 22 in a third innings. I'd just like to see a few more strikeouts, but that's being super picky. This guy has been really stupid good. And he's got a 1.59 ERA on the season in 24 games as a rookie who is 25 years old, a former 11th round pick out of a community college in Salt Lake City. Really a great developmental win story for the Rangers, and just love seeing this guy succeed. I have been very encouraged in that, and he will continue to succeed, I believe, for years to come for the Rangers. But that's going to do it for this episode of Locked On Rangers. Until next time, don't forget to enjoy baseball.